Model GF, podcaster BF. And she says, what does that mean? And I just go, it's just, it's a compliment, but also a joke.
I'm telling you, man, if a sandwich place wanted to compete with Subway, well, first off, they're probably already going to be doing great by virtue of the fact that I bet they're not going to have sandwiches that taste bad. But secondarily, I think they should start doing the U-gouge again, man, because I'm telling you, the U-gouge was one. If you talk to anybody my age or older that has the experience of going, I'm going to bring it up during Siege, man. I'm going to be like, you remember the way a Subway used to cut the bread? Mouth's going to be like, oh yeah. And Sips is going to be like, right. I got some other questions for Sips. Wait, somebody said, please bring this up to Sips later. What was I talking about when they said, please bring this up to Sips? Because I was like, I agree. I think that'll be a great thing to bring up. Not John Madden. The bald, whether or not you can't hear people on a windy day if you're bald. I also wanted to ask Sips, because I know he has a turtle that is at the vet right now. I wanted to ask him if his vet has ever remarked upon whether they find it, like, how does the veterinarian feel when somebody comes in with a turtle? Are they like, like, this is going to be maybe an easier appointment than usual? Because, like, when you have a cat and you got to, like, do something with a cat, the cat's flipping out, right? They're going crazy. But I feel like, you know, if you have to, like, do an exam on a turtle, what's it going to do, right? Like, it's not going to run away. It could bite you. No, but, like, he had, like, a blocked butthole or something, right? Like, I mean, if you're examining the turtles behind, it's not going to bite you. It's not a giraffe. I bet if you're a vet, you have, like, you play favorites. Any veterinarians in chat? Don't answer that. I know the answer to that question is no. If you're a vet, you got options. You don't have to be here. Unlike some of us. I'm a vet nurse. Well, okay. I want to know the honest opinion. Do you play favorites? Like, I'll be honest, like, I mean, I'm sure you'd love animals if you choose to work as a vet. You gotta, right? Because there's some terrible parts of the job. I'm sure there's an exception or two. But I'm also, like, there's sometimes, like, if you go to the vet, you'll see a dog there that's, like, a really cute dog. Sometimes you'll see, like, an ugly dog. I'm sure the vet's like, oh, look at this cutie. And you're like, come on, lady, we both got eyes. You know? Anyway, wrong? I don't think so, though. I don't think so. Yeah, or like, you know, like we take our cats to get groomed sometimes, not to like get them like, you know, dolled up like they got hedges or something, but so that they shed less. And I'm like, I'm sure the groomer loves Tomo, because literally he's just like, he's malleable. He does whatever, right? He's like, oh, whatever. If you're going to kill me, just kill me. Ruka, on the other hand, he rages against the coming of the night, right? So every time we pick them up, the groomer is always like, oh, Tomo was great. And Ruka, like, we did what we could. And I'm like, I bet they're like, they get annoyed when this cat comes in. I guarantee it. You can't blame them, right? Like, you had the choice to have, like, a... Well, not the choice, but you got the opportunity to have, like, an easy work day or an annoying work. That hurt. I should have bought something instead of winging it, but it is what it is. But I bet, like, if you're a vet and somebody brings in, like, you know, a turtle, you're like, this is sick. Relatively speaking, this examination is going to be unannoying. And then I'm sure if somebody's like, hey, can you take a look at my tarantula? They're like, I guess I gotta. You know, if not me, then who? What if the turtle goes into his shell? As long as the problem's not with his head, I think you're doing all right, right? but Austin, it is sick. It is rather nutty. It's Austin, extremely Austin Powers voice. I'm not saying they wouldn't do it, by the way. I'm just, you know, it is their job. I'm just saying, like, you play favorites too, don't. Oh, no, I'm an insurance agent. I love all of my clients equally. No, you don't, you liar. Just tell the truth. Some of your clients are easy to deal with. Some of your clients are buttholes. Like, it's that welcome to planet Earth. Do you play favorites between your cats? It depends on the, like, what you mean by play favorites. You know? I mean, the answer is, like, yes in some ways. If I have to, like, you know, if Kate's like, oh, one of the cats has, like, poop on his leg. In my head, I'm going, like, I hope it's Tomo. Because when you pick up Tomo, it's like, he's just like, go ahead, clean me. When you pick up Ruka, he spreads his arms and legs and, like, tries to claw his way out of the sink like we're going to drown him or something like that. Why don't you let him lick himself clean? Because he gets poop on his, like, leg, and then he goes and sits on the dining room table and just, like, stretches out and smears it all over the table, man. I don't have a favorite cat on, like, a spiritual level. But, like, if you're like, hey, you know, the cat has, like, you know, something that you got to handle, like, a cat mess. I'm like, man, I, you know, I play favorites in that capacity. In my brain, I'm like, I hope it's cat X instead of cat Y. If they were like, hey, you can only send one cat to college, I would have to, that would be a much more difficult decision, okay? But that's not what we're talking about here. But it would probably be Ruka, because I don't think Tomo's cut out for post-secondary education. Maybe clown college. Hey, Tomo is a cutie. Ruka is, like, noble, and Tomo is, like, he's majestic. Tomo is a cute cat, no question. Ruka is, like, Ruka's strong. It's, like, it's scary sometimes. Ruka is a Chad, exactly. High charisma, too, yeah. I don't know, Tomo has, like, a, he's got a high beauty stat and a high luck stat. Anyway, yeah, it's my cats. NL, have you seen the TikTok trend where people throw American cheese slices at their baby to get it to stop crying? So I've not seen that. That is pretty funny, though. I've never done it, and I don't think I would either. But I will say, I know that, like, here's the only thing I'm going to say about this, okay, is that I feel like anybody saying that that's child abuse probably does not have a baby. If anything, if the cheese slice actually gets them to stop crying, then it would be child abuse to not throw the cheese slice at them. You're going to let them suffer for hours and hours when a single slice of cheese could solve their problems? This man is a genius. Yeah, you just got to be careful, because they might be like, hey, they're going to start crying when they want cheese. And then you're going to, your cheese budget's going to go through the roof, man. Definitely not something you do for your first kid. That's, I hear that. So the baby's been teething, like, a lot. So she doesn't go to, and, like, the teething is also combined with separation anxiety. So she, we put her to bed. Her teeth start to hurt. She gets very upset by that. And then my hunch is that she comes to the realization. She's like, mommy and daddy aren't here. What the heck's going on? Like, I'm alone in this world. And then she just starts wailing, right? Like, she goes freaking nuclear. So we've been dealing with that. And, you know, I think when it's your first kid, we're out here, like, we were making, like, you got this device that can make breast milk popsicles. I'm not joking. They're not big, you know. They're like little baby-sized popsicles, but it's so that the baby can eat something cold that kind of, like, freezes the pain a little bit. You know, like, you might, if you have a sore throat, you might drink, like, a cold beverage or something like that. We're doing that, and, like, we, you know, we got all sorts of, like, anti-teething technology. If we have a second kid, 16 slices of American cheese going straight into straight into the refrigerator. Certainly sounds a lot easier. Just throw a slice of cheese at the problem. Does it work? Like, I don't know. I don't know any of this. I've never seen it. Slice of cheese and I'll be all right. Slice of cheese. I'm sorry, what? Dude, people are like, breast milk popsicle, that's weird. It's not like, I mean, I guess it's weird, like, if you don't have a kid. It's not that weird if you have a kid. It would be pretty weird if your kid was like 15. They were like, I had a bad day at school, and you're like, pop this in your cornhole. But when your babies, like, that's what babies eat, dude. What do you think they eat? Hot chip? Cheese. Oh, of course, cheese. Pretty weird if you're eating it. Yeah, that's one of the questions that I get asked where I realize I'm not weird. Everybody else is actually just weird. People will be like, you tried it, right? And I'm like, no. I don't even like, well, I don't know if this is even coherent, but I don't even like cow milk. I don't think the human milk is the logical step, but I guess, you know, human milk is probably the first one you take. Anyway, I have not tried it. I probably also would not. I mean, if I was gonna try it, I would have tried it by now. By the way, I do need to own up to the fact that I made fun of the Love Guru for a joke in which Vern Troyer is hit by a hockey stick, flies across the entire length of the ice, ends up in the goal, and then the goal light goes off and the scoreboard ticks up by one. Not a good joke, but where's the apology coming from? When I was watching Jingle All the Way, they actually do the exact same bit, like note for note, except instead of a hockey stick, it's just a very strong, large man punches a smaller man through the air. Like, he doesn't even have any bullet drop. Like, he just flies like straight as an arrow through the air and then like hits his head on a little the fake Santas. He hits his head on like the exhaust valve or something and it goes like ding. So like I gotta own up to the fact that that is not, or I should say, the Love Guru did not originate that terrible joke. Same thing happens in a James Bond movie? Oh no. Really? Gets a +2 for being a callback. Oh, thank you. I thought you meant the joke like from the movie, and I was like, it's not a callback. It's not a callback. Who said you could eat my cookie? Put that cookie down. I know I've talked about it already, but it is like, the most insulting thing in that movie is that Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife doesn't recognize him in the Turbo Man costume, despite Arnold Schwarzenegger being like 6'4", 240, 10% body fat, 7-time ex-Mr. Olympia, and the only person in the whole movie with an Austrian accent. Like, is, you're like, come on, I can suspend some of my disbelief in this movie. The fact that his wife doesn't go like, I knew you were Turbo Man all along. The fact that she's like, Howard? Come on. Although I will say, dude, you gotta look at, if you haven't seen Jingle All the Way in a long time, you gotta see the CGI from when he turns the Turbo Man jetpack on. It looks so good. And not at all bad. Like, he turns it on, he flies like 10,000 feet into the air. And he goes, I was laughing too. Like, he picks up his kid, right? When he's got the Turbo Man jetpack on, and he just like starts flying him around like for fun. And I'm like, dude, you're climbing up to like the cruising altitude of an airplane. Like, you're not capable of handling this. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. You can't be. And the boosters are like burning his legs and stuff like that. I'm like, your kid's going to end up freaking sous-vided by the time... Yeah, he didn't even address the icing problem. Exactly. Anyway, long story short, jingle all the way. Some good, some bad. Also, why would the suit need a real jetpack? Man, there's a lot of stuff in that movie that I'm inclined to believe doesn't stand up to the bounds of realism. Like, Sinbad almost murders a child, like, in cold blood. Actually, you know what's crazy in that movie? I forgot to even bring it up. Sinbad gives a cop a bomb, and then the cop explodes, but he's just like, it just makes his face kind of like burnt. And then he falls over and his hair gets messed up. And like 2 minutes later, he's fine. It's kind of funny though. Sinbad goes, it's a real bomb? Man, that's a sick world we're living in. Anyway. Yeah, it's a little Looney Tunes, but it's good nonetheless. I had a good time watching the movie. Phil Hartman is a treat, man. Certainly better than Coneheads. Also has Phil Hartman in it. I mean, can you believe that in Coneheads, like, they make him Narfle the Garthok because he got his teeth capped? Honestly, it just... Boy, I sure... Ding! Oh, I see. So, him going to an alien planet isn't actually treasonous, but him getting his dental work done means he has to Narfle the Garthok. Ding! What is your brain, my dude? Corey, have you not seen? I'm talking about Coneheads, dude. He has to Narfle the Garthok. It's amazing you can quote it. No, it's because I watched it yesterday. I watched it yesterday. It's on Amazon Prime Video. It's 87 minutes long. If you find yourself with a spare 87 minutes, highly recommend it. George Lucas stole the ending of Coneheads for the end of Star Wars Episode 2. No, it's more like, well, there's similarities, I suppose. It's much more of like Coneheads clearly inspired by the Rancor scene in Jabba's palace from Return of the Jedi. You also can't forget that Dan Aykroyd defeats the Garthok by golfing, which is just an inspired way to destroy a baddie, I suppose. You think Coneheads is the reason Dan Aykroyd's a ufologist? Dude, I don't know, but it really makes you think, right? Like, there must have been conversations he had, like, with Michael McKean when they were making the movie. And he's like, this Coneheads stuff is like, it's a little silly, but you know this is all real, right? Like, the Garthok is like a real thing. Their child was named Connie. Their child was named Connie Conehead. Yes, that's correct. And now, should I watch Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy or Inglourious Basterds? Great question. Thanks for coming to me with the question. I always told you, you could come to me and your mother with all this stuff. You don't have to keep it inside. Inglourious Basterds is a better movie than Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. You should read the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy book and watch the movie Inglourious Basterds. Reading is so stupid, Lamau. Look, I agree with you, but this is the one exception, okay? Just get the audiobook, dude. Dude, I got a new Audible credit. What am I going to do with it? I don't know. I've gotten every book on behavioral economics that exists. Trying to fall asleep. Freaking Nassim Taleb's trying to talk to me on Monte Carlo simulations. And I'm like, bro, what the hell are you talking about? I'm trying to fall asleep. But Papa, I cannot read. All right, well, then get the audiobook. Then take a nap. And fire the missiles. That one's for you, Apollo. I know that's an Apollo classic right there. Moneyball audiobook. Dude, it's fricked up that Billy Beane's never won the World Series, right? Like, they should just give him one. Like, he's clearly, he wants it. He's working hard. What do you mean he's not a very good manager? Did you not see him put Scott Hatterberg in the lineup, even though Philip Seymour Hoffman said, this guy freaking stinks and he doesn't know how to play first base? And then Scott Hatterberg comes out and helps them. He hits a walk-off home run that allows them to get the longest winning streak in baseball history. You're going to tell me Billy Beane is a bad manager when he had that stroke of genius? What was the last bad movie Brad Pitt was in? He's definitely been in some during the Jennifer Aniston arc. Ah, good, right answer. Okay, World War Z. But even World War Z, like, it's not good. It's not a complete disaster. Also, great moment in the movie where he says, can of Coke, and I'll be all right. Remember that? Oh, that's true. Ad Astra wasn't particularly good. That was only like 2 years ago. It's not a complete disaster. War Machine? I've never heard of it. Except, boom, you looking for this? Hearts on fire? Guess I'll just get hit by things that... Oh, sorry, my mistake. There's shadows. My mistake. There's shadows on the screen. Do well on your valuation. It's okay, sorry. Minus 27? What? But that maybe you don't get it. It was a reference to the Beach Boys. Look, all I'm going to say is Josh is the kind of guy, he'll be like, oh, my favorite song on Pet Sounds, Sloop John B. That's all you need to know about Josh, man. It's a little reference to music for you. Good song? Yeah, but it's not as good as I Just Wasn't Made for These Times. Josh relates to it because they talk about corn. Exactly. Then that guy came up and grabbed all of my corn. Let me go. Sorry, I can't. If there's any bit that's destined for failure, it's doing an impression of the Beach Boys, but doing all four of the voices yourself. It starts with just a little taka to ooh. Right away, you're thinking about road to get the ooh. And when you wait to get to know taka ooh. Sounds like corn. Dan hasn't reached this yet, so I don't know what's going on. Bro, don't even get me started on that guy. Like, we're still friends or whatever, I guess. But I was a little surprised by his audacity today, though, that he had the cojones to make a video, 5 tips to speedrun The Binding of Isaac. I was like, what do you know about speedrunning The Binding of Isaac? You only know, like, maybe, like, 15% of the items that are in the game. How are you the... what gives you the right? I've trained contemporaneously. I spent 4 years at Afterbirth Plus Academy. You didn't respect the item bloat that led to the foundation of great skill. I was just surprised. That's all I'm saying. I was just surprised. How have you not done Tainted Love equals Tainted Lost yet? I think we may have done it a few times. I've been singing a lot of Tainted Love. Suck Me Baby Tainted Love. Whoa. We've been doing that one for sure. I do think it is funny though. It does sound like he's saying suck me baby tainted love. I know it's not by the same guy, but in the song Simply Irresistible by Robert Palmer, what the heck do you think he means when he says, she's so fine, there's no telling where the money went? Like, what are you trying to insinuate, you son of a, you know what? He's talking about silicone implants? What are you talking about? She's had work done? What, like the kind of work where he wanted a 13, but they drew a 31? Like that kind of work? Friends say he's trying so hard and he's not quite hip, but in his own mind, he's the dopest. Okay, sorry. Yeah, maybe like she had her car worked on, like she had her oil changed. That's what I'm thinking. You talk about mud flaps? My girl's got 'em. I wasn't joking about watching Adam's Family Values, by the way. I watched it last night. At first, I went to Amazon Prime Video. I put on a movie starring Bruce Willis that looked horrible called Breach, I believe it was called. And then I thought about it for like 2 seconds, and I was like, I'm pretty sure Bruce Willis is going to shoot some dudes in the face in this. So, like, probably shouldn't be watching it with the baby. So instead I put on Adam's Family Values because most of the macabre humor is cerebral. It's verbal based. It's better than the first one. I know that's the consensus. I'm 50-50 on that. I have a lot of love for some reason for the first Adam's Family movie. I've told it a few times, but it was the first movie I ever saw in theaters and one of the first VHS tapes I ever owned as well. So there's a ton of nostalgia there. Plus, an amazing cast, right? Angelica Houston, Raul Julia, Christopher Lloyd as Uncle Fester. Plot kind of makes no sense at all, I'll admit, but the second movie was also good, man. Also good. It's less like madcap slapstick and more like Wednesday Addams being with her biting wit. First Addams Family movies are good, though. They say that any man who represents himself has a fool for a client. Well, I am that fool. Great moment. Wednesday Addams was the first girl boss. False. Philippa II. Alexander the Great's wife. Checkmate. Hippolyta. And Clytemnestra. That's all I got. Joan of Arc. Eve. Eve, she's a rapper. She only started being active in the mid to late 1990s. Really took off with Let Me Blow Your Mind, featuring Gwen Stefani. Adam and Eve were Canadian. How funny would that be, man? If Canadians were God's chosen people? That's a great item for a run where you can't get hit. Pretty excited to see the implications of this. Also watched a video this morning where a man who claimed to have robbed over 200 banks reviewed bank heist scenes in movies. He gave the Dark Knight heist scene a 1 out of 10. He said it was highly implausible that the bank manager would use a gun inside of the bank because it could have hit a customer or an officer of the law. And he also was not very impressed with the fact that they drove a school bus through a stone wall and the school bus was not damaged at all. And I was like, buddy, jealousy doesn't look good on you. Like, I get it, you're jealous that this bank robbery is like so much cooler than the bank robberies that you did, allegedly. He gave almost every movie a 10 out of 10. I mean, which is fine, if they're actually authentic or realistic or whatever, you know. But I was like, man, he gave everything a 10. The Town, he's like, it's a 10. I think he gave Heat a 7. Because he was like, he was really mad at Robert De Niro. He wasn't mad. He seemed like he was a pretty affable guy. But he was like, I don't think Robert De Niro should have put his balaclava on after he walked into the bank because the camera would have already gotten his face. And I was like, oh, you think you're so smart, huh? And I was like, don't raise your voice to me, sir. This is my leisure time. NL, would you be a bank robber if it was legal? I don't think so. Because, there would be too much competition, right? It would be hard to excel, I think. Because you'd be in line for the bank, and you'd be like, man, I sure hope this next guy doesn't rob it. And then you'd be like, put all the money in the sack, and you'd be like, come on, man. I scoped this place out last week. Get your own bank. And now, do you think you'll... Okay, this is a fun run. Do you think you'll win the Botez Invitational tomorrow? I mean, there's like 25 people playing or something like that, maybe 20. I think it'd be ridiculous to be like, yeah, I'm going to win. I think I got a chance to do pretty well. But it is like, I mean, it's bullet and I'm like out of practice and... a lot of things can happen. I did laugh at the guy on the subreddit who was like, NL mostly seems to play well until he makes mistakes in the game. Like, most of his losses, looking at his chess.com rank, tend to come from when he makes mistakes. And I'm like, yeah, good one. you should work for the commentary team. Are you John Madden?
John Madden.
I'm just going to have fun with it, man. Like, it's not that big of a deal from, like, a competitive standpoint. I'm just going to put up, as much of a fight as I can and see where the chips fall. I really don't have, time to practice. Like, people are like, I did see some scuttlebutt as well. People are like, I hope he practiced a lot. And I'm like, I hope so, too, but that's not what happened. Yeah, it's only bullet, and honestly, it's only an hour long. I think you literally just play everybody else once, and that's it. I thought it was Blitz. Nah, man. It's Bullet, dude. Do you like the band Our Lady Peace? No. Yeah, well, okay, I was gonna say yes, but to be honest with you, like, I like Our Lady Peace from about 1993 until the year 2000. Then they got kind of like weirdly new agey and spiritual. The lead singer started dressing like Chris Angel. And I lost touch there. Oh, thank you. Thank you. How's the baby?
Baby's doing good.
That's good.
This bud just stole my lunch. I'm giving you some
food. That's very nice. Thank you. I'm sorry I stole your lunch in cold blood. I wonder what the bank robber would have given the heist when I went into the fridge and was like, I'm going to eat this food that I was told I could eat. He's like, yo, dude, this is an 11. This guy's a criminal mastermind. My sandwich. Anyway, yeah, I'm not that into Our Lady Peace past about the release of XXX starring Vin Diesel. But in the 90s, I'm for it, man. I'm for it. NL, have you ever had a Subway sandwich from when they cut the bread weird? Dude, that's what I've been saying. Like, I don't have the stones, the stajones, if you will, to go into Subway and ask them to cut it with a U-gauge or a U-gouge. I can't remember which one it is. However, I would ask for it on the app where they have like a little spot where you can put special instructions. I might go like, hey, if possible, no big deal if you can't, but if possible, you think you could cut the bread like you used to cut it? Remember the sub cards? Yes, sir. They give me a weird face every time I ask them to cut the sandwich into thirds. Okay, like, here's the thing. It's a real easy request to honor. It's also just kind of weird. Just kind of a weird... Because you get two pieces of bread that have, like, the curved ending, and then one piece of bread that's just, like, all middle. What's up with that, man? I did that, and now my friends call me Bones. Middle bread owns? I don't know. I like all parts of the bread. I guess I'm just a better person. Are you, like, this is dumb. You only get good items as a loss is one of the things that's, like, really interesting about playing as this character, is that you tend to get items that are just good instead of items that are, like, bad, which you get as other characters. So, shovel tier 2 item, baby. Yeah, shovel, baby. Yeah. Freaking Shovel Wednesday, baby. What's the twist for this character? Oh, you only get good items? It's not technically true. I'm misrepresenting it. You only get good items is the thing. Like, this 0.1 damage up is actually very meaningful. There's a 2% increase over the base damage. No! I told myself today I wasn't gonna become the Joker if I didn't get good Isaac runs. I was going to maintain my identity as Arthur Dent, a mild-mannered clown for hire with a unique predilection to laughter at inopportune times. What do you get when you mix a socially maladjusted loner with a society that treats him like dirt? I don't think the cookbook killed a single enemy. Okay, hold on. I'm the one who kills the bus driver. Arthur Dent is the Joker? Dude, I told you. Isn't Arthur Dent the guy that gets kidnapped in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? Yeah, dude, why do you think he gets so mad? What do you get when you cross a satirical science fiction novel with the guy who won best actor at the Oscars for The Master? Dude, you know what would be a funny bit? What if you went to Subway? Hear me out here. Bear, you should try this next time you go to Subway. Hear me out here, okay? What if you went to Subway and you asked them to cut the crusts off your sandwich? They would lose their mind, dude. because like the bread is like all crust. So here's what you do. You go in and you pretend to be the greatest customer in the world. How do you become the greatest customer in the world in the world at Subway? It's very simple. Yeah, sure, take my charges. It's not like the items do anything anyway. It's very simple. You start with the bread. You say, give me an Italian herbs and cheese, foot long, cold cut combo, please. You go bread first. They'll be smiling. They'll be like, this guy must be an ex-employee. He must have used to work here. It's the only way you can explain orders of that efficiency. And then they go cheese and toasted. And you go, yeah, cheese and toasted. By the way, could you cut the crust off? And then you just wait. Just sit back and go. Let them fill the space that you create and see how they react. You'll get a sub with extra spit on it. Bro, they're going to spit on my sandwich right in front of me? That's the beauty of Subway. How are you going to be like, Subway tastes bad, dude? You made your own damn sandwich. I stole that joke from the subreddit. Not my subreddit, but the Subway subreddit. I told you the subreddit was good, man. Plus 3 theft. Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. 10 out of 10 theft. Anyway, what was the title of Subway? That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Subway. Can of sub and I'll be all right, baby. Hey, NL, what's the worst... rephrase. What's the most pretentious movie you've ever seen? I'm thinking of Ending Things. Starring Jesse Plemons. Is 9 Lives in the Item Pool? No, it's a common misconception. You only get good items at the lot, as Tainted Loss, so you can't get... you can't get bad items like 9 Lives. Anyway, bad take, bad, oof, bad take. Just admit the take is bad and move on. That's all I got, man. I do be craving a sandwich, though, now. No question there. Instead, I got blackberries, which are actually not just better for you, but also taste better as well. How was Returnal? I don't want to say on stream. It opens me up to criticism. I will leave you a detailed description of my experience with Returnal in the Discord that we share together. Dude, I gotta tell you, by the way, I hate to badmouth like a potential sponsor in the sparkling beverage game. Yesterday in chat, and you're lucky I don't remember your username, but somebody in chat was like, have you ever tried Zevia? Not Stevia, Zevia. And I said, no, I thought to myself, maybe I'll refer back to that later, but I've seen Zevia, but I've never actually tried to drink it. Then I had to run out to the grocery store last night to buy some Cascade dish pods because somebody stole ours from our porch. Okay, that's fine. I'm feeling a can of corn, baby. So I went out to the grocery store and they had some Zevia on sale. If you redeemed enough points, you could get a 6-pack for free. So I did do that. I got some ginger root beer, and I had a can of it last night. Possibly one of the worst beverages I've ever tasted in my entire life. Truly terrible. I would have rather drank the dish soap. So if you wanted me to buy it so that we could talk about how bad it is, mission accomplished. I still got 5 cans of this. I'm going to just save it and then give it out to the 5 trick-or-treaters next Halloween with the worst costumes. And you best believe they're going to be room temperature when it happens. I want them to be the same temperature as the room when it happens. The room when it happens. I'll... make sure the sodas are at the temperature of the room. Okay, hold on. I dreamed a dream of this. You know, I had a good joke today. If you want like a 500 upvote post, you can put on the Hamilton subreddit. Title. I think about this all the time. I think about this every time I download a game. Then... it's a picture of the end user license agreement from Take-Two for Grand Theft Auto 5. Next panel, Thomas Jefferson from Hamilton saying, and it's too many damn pages for any sane man to understand. Empress Magician. Magician. Home my tears, you will. Be with you, may the fourth be with you is. Got him. May the fourth be with you, chat. One of the most sacred days on the calendar. The nerd calendar. I think about it every time. Picture of IKEA instructions that are too long. Post, it's too many damn pages for any man to understand. Owned. Bro, you don't even want to know about comedic timing. I had to like look into my previous titles because I had like four videos, including some stream highlights that I wanted to name the same thing. It was like timing, comedic timing, undefeated comedic timing. When the timing is undefeated. Now, at least now I can go like, when the comedic timing makes you go, sheesh. Thank you. Appreciate it. Secret room. Cards. Charles in charge of my cards and my... and my wife. Charles in charge. You watch Better Call Saul season 5 yet? I have it. I don't know if it's... It must be coming to Canadian Netflix soon. Usually comes one full calendar year. Sorry, I temporarily became Cardigan B. Cardigan bicarbonate. It's not funny at all, but in many ways, it's actually just about the funniest thing I've ever heard. You know the scene from Shrek where the kid says, do the roar, do the roar? I don't, but I do know Ray Sipes' video that where he says, do the roar, and then he says, an ogre only roars when he's very angry. Do the laugh. No. I can't see without my glasses. P-knife, baby. Yeah, baby. P-knife. Strawberries, man. Undefeated. Next tweet. Strawberries are undefeated. A dance club called a Confederacy of Unces. You ever think about that? Slash marker, the end. All right.
Subscribe to my podcast for more takes like this.